Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Looking for the perfect trailer for work or play? Look no further than TC Trailers. At TC Trailers, they believe in variety, value, and top-notch customer service. With over 300 trailers on the lot in countless styles and sizes, they've got something for everyone. Can't find what you need? No problem. TC Trailers will get it for you. As a family-owned business, they keep their overhead low and pass on those savings to you. Explore their easy online services and financing options, or swing by and meet TC Trailers' friendly team in person. Visit tc-trailers.com. Remember, if you're not pulling a TC Trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back, Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Looking for more ways to save money? Aren't we all? Jenny here. Shop your local Big Deals online store. You'll find gift certificates to all kinds of local businesses, places where you already shop, restaurants you already love, and great local entertainment. The best part? All of these gift certificates are on sale at discounted prices. Get them for yourself or buy them as a gift. Shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 Party Line, presented by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC Trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big Deals, save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And Clinton, Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. We do have our next guest with us this morning. It's Luke McLaughlin with the Clinton County Civic Theater. Good morning, Luke. How are you today?
Good morning. I am excellent. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us. I know you guys have a big weekend coming up, so talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so the Clinton County Civic Theater is really excited to open our next show. It's going to play this Thursday through Sunday. It's called Tangled Webs by Michael Jacot. It's a family farce. It's got a lot of kind of misdirect, and people don't know who each other are. It all centers around a wedding in which a long-lost brother shows up, and no one knows that he's their brother, and they're all worried about whether or not he's going to get any of the inheritance, what his real true purpose is for being there, and then, of course, comedy ensues from there.
Okay, so it's a comedy. I was wondering, okay, is this a comedy or drama? So it is going to be a comedy.
It is definitely a comedy. Yeah, there's not a whole lot you're going to have to think about on this one. It's dumb fun.
And what is your part with the Civic Theater? Are you in this particular play?
I am not in this one, so I am the director on this one. And I also serve on the board of directors for Clinton County Civic. So this is the second time that I have directed with the Civic Theater here in town, but I am a local. I also work at the Red Barn, and I had it on stage many times with Civic as well. But for this one, I'm handling all of the backstage stuff, the designing of the lights, the sound, the set, and making sure that all the actors feel comfortable in terms of where they're going to be, how they're going to say their lines. Kind of the general, make sure everything gets done so that we're ready to open tonight.
Well, I'm curious, do you prefer to be on stage in front of everybody, or do you like the behind the scenes?
I think a lot of people want me probably to say that I like being on stage, which I do. I mean, I love being on stage, but my collegiate degree is in stage direction. I mean, that's my love. I really enjoy kind of being able to see a project start from, you read a script and you're interested in it. and being the go-to person that sees it through all the way to its fruition and its opening. I was just telling the cast last night, I mean, I think it's important from a directing standpoint, that now that the show opens, it's their show, you know, it's really hard to get it. Fun part for me is now done. I just kind of get to enjoy the product that has been created from months of hard work. But though I love all aspects of theater, whether it be acting or directing or designing or teaching, because I teach theater as well at Clinton Prairie, my favorite thing and really my true love is directing.
I'm curious, Luke, and again, Luke McLaughlin with the Clinton County Civic Theater is our guest on Party Line today. How are the shows chosen? Do you sit down with a group of people, or they say, okay, you're directing this one, you pick the show? How does that process work?
So at Clinton County Civic, we have a script committee that's made up of board members as well as community members that get together and they read scripts all year long. So once our season opens in October, we start the process of finding new script committee members and having them distribute scripts and look through our collection of different playwrights or up-and-coming potential local playwrights, anyone that we feel like has something that they would like to present that could potentially be put on stage. And then they have a whole review process where they all read them and they rate them, and then they sit down and they decide which three shows we'd like to select for our season. Now, we do have times where a director will come forward and say, this is a script that I'm really interested in directing. That's what happened when I directed the 100th show with Reading Between the Lies. That was like a murder mystery slash farce that I thought was really fun, that I thought would be a great script for Clinton County Civic to put on stage. So because I was already kind of attached and attracted to that product, they selected it for that season. Now, for this show, it was a script that I had read before, but the script committee felt like it was kind of within my range of sensibilities, a show they thought I would be attracted to. So they gave it to me, they had me read after it was selected, and then I agreed to direct it because I do think it's a really fun script.
Oh, that's neat. I like all of that. Well, tell us a little bit about the cast. How many people are involved with this one? I know that varies. Sometimes there's just a few, but sometimes there's a larger cast as well. Talk about the cast part of the show.
So we have 8 individuals in this show, and I'll kind of just go through them here so that for those who are listening this morning, if they have anyone that maybe they know them or they're wanting to support them, they can kind of know who's a part of the cast. Rhonda Hunley is a part of this cast. We're really excited to have her back. She was a CCCT member that did a whole lot for us in the 2010. She's not been in a show for 11 years.
Oh, wow.
So this is a return for her. I was really excited to see her come back at auditions. And then actually her son is in it as well, Griffin, and they are playing mother and son in this show. Griffin has been a consistent member of CCCT here in the last 7 or 8 years. He has appeared on stage many times, and he's one that our patron base is really to enjoy. We also have Kylie Harshbarger. This is going to be her 7th time on stage. Another one within this last 10 years here. She's really stepped it up in terms of how she's contributed to CCCT, both on stage and behind the scenes. We really appreciate both her and her husband and everything that they do for Clinton County Civic Theater. Mary Kay Ferguson, this is her 2nd time back with the CCCT on the board. She was in Marquee Crossing Ladies just a couple years ago. She moved to Rossville, so she's closer now. So we were really excited to see her come back. And then Adam Nichols is also in the show. He is our most tenured member, even though he's not one of our oldest members. This is his 21st time on stage at the Civic Theater. He is also a former board member, so he's done a lot for Civic over the years. But then probably most exciting for us is we actually have 3 new members this time. We have 3 individuals who have never done anything with Civic before that are appearing on stage for the first time. That's Megan Webb. She is a recent Clinton Central graduate. She also works in the box office at the Red Barn, and she works at Norman Miller at various locations for them in the region. So we're really excited to see another young community member get involved. We have a senior in high school from Frankfurt Elijah Dick, who's also a part of the production. We are always excited to see the youth get involved as well, because, you know, we want to foster for potential future productions as well. You know, we want to make sure that we include our younger members so that they know that there is opportunities for them here in the area. And then the last person in the cast, our eighth member, is Michael Taylor. This is his first time on stage with Clinton County Civic. He's also the artistic director of the Red Barn, and he directs all of the shows at Frankfort High School. So he's actually been in the area for a long time. This was just kind of the first opportunity that he felt like he had the time and the ability to do it. So we're really excited to welcome someone who is such a staple of the theatrical community here into the CCCT fold.
Well, it's funny, you kind of answered the next question I was going to ask you. As the teacher, do you get students that want to follow you? And you've answered that, absolutely. But that has to be kind of cool for them, especially as we try and keep some of our good talent local, to try and get them to stay. This is a great opportunity for them to be able to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I preach this a lot in my classrooms, but I really think that theater is about access, and I think that it's a lifelong hobby. I mean, people who start in high school, middle school, or even earlier, it's something that they can do for their entire lives. I mean, I think about some of the staples of the theatrical community as I grew up in Clinton County. You know, I started with Clinton County Youth Theater and was a part of that library program, and I did a lot of shows at Frankfort Middle School and Frankfort High School. And, you know, now I run the theater department here at Clinton Prairie. And I just think it's really important that the youth know that they have opportunities, that there are plenty of things for them to do. If they do stay here in Clinton County, that they have the ability to continue that love. Because a lot of them fall in love with being on stage or being backstage. And it's essential that they know that it's, you know, it's part of their community. And, of course, I think that having a strong arts scene is also important for Frankfort in general. I think Clinton County is really blessed to have a strong arts scene, both at our high schools as well as at places like the Scana Theater at the library and the Red Barn. For a community of our size to have as much theatrical opportunity at the level that it's at, I mean, it's a pretty unique thing that I can't understate. Being a part of it is such a joy and such a pleasure. It's such an honor, and I just am really thankful for the theatrical community that we have here, whether it be young or old.
Yeah, we are very lucky. I agree with you. Again, Luke McLaughlin with the Clinton County Civic Theater is our guest today. They have a production that starts tonight. It runs through Sunday. What kind of preparation? No, is today Thursday? Yeah, it is today. Okay.
Today's Thursday, opening night.
Yep. All week I've had my days mixed up. Talk about the preparation going into this show. So what kind of auditions to start with, then you get rehearsals, then there's sets and costumes. Take us through that process.
So we had auditions for this show the first Sunday of January. For auditions at Civic, you don't have to have anything prepared. You come in and just you fill out a form and say, hey, I'm interested in being a part of this production, whether it be on stage or backstage. If you're interested in being on stage, we give you some sides, which are just short scenes that you read with other people. And then from there, we make a decision about who we want to cast. So the assistant director and I, and the assistant director on this show is Ellen Osborne, who also works for the city of Frankfort. We sat down and we decided who we wanted to cast in the show. And then once we do that, you have a read through. And then for this production, we rehearse two times a week all the way through January. And then once we were actually able to get into the space, because we do share it with the library during the winter months because they have their youth production in January. Mm-hmm. So once we were able to get into the space in February, we ramped up and started doing three practices a week, you know, whether it be blocking rehearsal, running the show, getting things prepared. And then there's a lot of other work that happens outside of those rehearsals. I mean, I honestly don't know how many hours that I put into the set on this show. I really prefer not to think about it. I'm so excited when it gets done. But really, the last three weekends have been, you know, pretty much my entire weekend has been in the theater, whether it be putting up the walls, painting the walls, putting up the trim, hanging and focusing lighting equipment, building sound cues, finding props, making sure we have all of our costumes, making trips to different places to pick up items that we need for the show. Theater is a labor of love. I mean, you know, CCCT is a volunteer organization. Nobody gets paid for anything that they do there. So, it's something that people do for the love of the game. They don't do it because they want to make money off of it. You know, I don't do it because I want to be famous or one day. I do it because I love it. And all the hard work, it pays off. And I say the same thing to kids. We can do hard things. We can work hard. We can put out a good product that you're proud of. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how many hours you spent, as long as you had fun and you felt like you put forth a product that was great for your patrons and great for yourself.
I'm curious about the costumes. I have gone through some of my mother's and grandmother's things upstairs, and there are some really cool hats and some things that were back from, I don't know, I'm going to say some of them in the 40s and 50s. Do you take donations of that kind of stuff, or how do you get your costumes?
So it's kind of a mix of things. So we have a costume storage that's in a building that's behind the library. Now, I will say that storage is bursting at the seams, and I can hear the president of the board being like, Luke, don't say that we'll take anything that you have. Because a lot of times it's kind of a show-by-show basis. It depends on what we need. There's a few kind of quirky costumes for this show that we did have to find from other places. But, I mean, and honestly, it's not just costumes either. You know, maybe you're looking for a 1950s style couch, or you need a shelving unit that is inset in a wall. And we're really lucky that we have a lot of people in this area that are willing to help us with these things. I mean, we've partnered with Wesley Manor before, and they've allowed us to borrow furniture from one of their lobbies. We've partnered with furniture stores in town who have allowed us to, you know, as long as we put like an in-kind advertisement in our program, then they'll let us borrow things. But there's tons of community members that, I mean, they'll pull things off of their walls to put on a set, or, you know, they'll roll up a rug and they'll bring it in for us to put on stage, and then all those things get returned at the end. So, I mean, again, we have a pretty wide kind of base of individuals that have been part of Civic since it was founded in 1989 that are, you know, they're still very active and they want to help and they want to go find things. So, you know, looking for a hat from the 1940s, and I'll know on the who to call.
You know, I think there are a lot of people in our community that have that inner desire, oh, I'd love to do that. But they're either too shy or they say, oh, maybe next time. How can you try and convince them to go ahead, just do it, you know, come see us and try it out? How do you try and convince them?
So there's lots of ways to get involved with Civic that's just, you know, getting your toes wet. Like, you can come in and usher. You wanted to, you know, you come in 30 minutes before a show, you sign up through our link on Facebook, and you help people find their seats, and then you get to see the show for free. And that's a great way for you to kind of say to us at Civic that, hey, I'm interested in getting involved, or I want to be supportive of you, but maybe I don't have the desire or the ability to be on stage. We're always looking for people to work backstage as well, whether it be you want to work up in the sound booth pushing buttons to make the show, you know, light up the way that it's supposed to light up or sound the way it's supposed to sound. Or if you're a construction expert and you want to come in and you want to help build a set or tear down a set. I mean, we have members that's their only interest, and that's what they can and that's what they help with. So it's not just about being on stage. You can be involved with Civic or really theater in general and not feel like you have to be an on-stage performer. Now, if that's something that you want to do and you're nervous about it or you've never done it before, you can always say, like, hey, I would like a smaller part. I just want to experience this. Because a lot of times there are shows that there are characters that they don't speak at all or they speak very little, but you can still have the experience and not have to worry about the memorization load or be concerned about freezing up and not knowing your lines. Like, There are opportunities out there for everybody to kind of get their feet wet.
Are there tickets still available, and what are show times for this show?
Yes, there are still tickets available. You can purchase them at ccctonline.org, or you could always follow us on Facebook. We post the link many times during this week. And also, we have a new phone number. We updated it last year, and that new phone number is 765-601-3904. Our box office manager actually just had knee surgery on Tuesday, so we have someone else running it this time. So please be patient with us if we're a little slower on getting phone calls back this week. But that number is still available. But the Thursday, which is tonight, Friday, and Saturday performances are at 7:30 p.m., and then we'll finish our run on Sunday at 2 p.m., and all tickets are $12.
I'd say that's very reasonably priced.
Yeah, oh, for sure, yeah. I mean, for theater in this area, I mean, a lot of civic theaters, we are very, very blessed to be able to be in a space and share that space with the library because it helps keep our costs down, which, of course, means that it keeps our costs down for patrons as well. You know, if you go to any civic theaters, I mean, really even in Lebanon or in Lafayette, in the Indianapolis area, you're going to pay $20 or more probably for a ticket. So we've been able to keep it at $12 for a long time. So, yes, I think it's a great deal. See some live theater for really the cheapest price in the REIT.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's a great deal. Now, on just another side note, while we have you on the line here, and you are teaching theater at school, do you guys have anything coming up at school as well?
We do, yes. So we are doing a joint production again this year with Frankfurt. So Mike and I will team up with Kira Wood and Dina Seifert, and we are going to do Sister Act this year. That was just announced last week for the kids. So we started the rehearsal process on Monday, so Mike and I are pulling double duty right now. We're working on rehearsals for that as well as trying to get this show put together. We are both very busy people, and that show will open in April. Let me make sure that I give you the correct dates. I don't have those in front of me. It is April 23rd, 24th, and 25th, and that will be at Frankfurt High School. So we've got that coming up as well, and it's going to be a super fun show. I mean, if you've seen the movie A Sister Act, it's very similar to the movie. I think the music is really memorable, and there's lots of really fun dance numbers in it. The kids are really excited at just, you know, getting started this week. It's always so fun seeing kind of that nervous early energy and how much they're excited to put it all together. I mean, it's part of the reason why I love teaching theater so much.
How do you get authorization for some of these shows? Because obviously Sister Act was a movie and came from, you know, Hollywood. And so how do you get authorization to use these shows?
So they come through a rights company, and there's multiple different rights companies that you can purchase rights through. So you have to apply for the rights and then pay for the rights. And I mean, it's an application process. I mean, most, especially with musicals, they're going to be performed elsewhere first, whether it be like Sister Act was on Broadway, but Broadway, off Broadway, there's a lot that come from the West End in London. There's other regional theaters that produce work that then those works get published and they get sold to a company like MTI or Samuel French, Concord. And then those are part of their catalog that you then pay for the rights to put them on. So for the show tonight, it's the same thing. It's through Eldridge. So we had to pay for four nights of performances. And then, of course, the company gets a cut of it and the author gets a cut of it as well. Very similar to like music rights when you play music on a radio.
Okay, I wondered about that. That's good information. Well, we wish you all the best. I would tell you to break a leg, but I literally told a friend that in high school one time, and he did in a basketball game. So I'm not going to tell you to break a leg tonight, but I will say good luck. I hope everything goes as planned. Again, folks, it's tonight through Sunday. Showtime's tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday at 2 p.m., just $12. I mean, that is a really good deal. So you can go to ccctonline.org or you can give them a call, 765-601-3904. Luke, did I get all that right?
Everything sounds right.
All right. And then we can look forward to seeing Luke and the kids coming up in April. We'll have more details on that as we get closer to showtime. Luke McLaughlin with the Clinton County Civic Theater. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to join us.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me.
Take care. Be safe.
Thanks.
All right, tonight, tomorrow, see, today's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then a show again on Sunday. Did you ever do theater?
I did. I did theater when I was in high school. I was homeschooled, so we did something called drama camp every year, and so we did the auditions early on, and everyone got their cast, and then we did a read-through about a week before, and we spent a week there every single day. You were there from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and sometimes 7 p.m. when we had our dress rehearsals and stuff like that, but we did it all in a week, and it was fun.
Did you ever do musicals? Did you have to sing?
No. I got a part where I played a mute guy, so that was great.
You're kidding.
No, and it was actually
awesome.
It was actually a pretty big part. Like, I was in a lot of the show, and I end up dying later on in the show.
Oh my gosh.
And it's like this really dramatic moment. And I'm one of the stars, but I didn't have to say any. I had plenty of acting to do, but I didn't have to say anything. I was like, this is the best part for me possible. I love that.
That is. Yeah, that was a great part. Well, good for you. Don't forget as well, today you can go to Release Your Inner Rock Star with at Trinity Hope. It's that Pound Fitness class. That's from 4 until 4:30 today. Also, of course, for those that are heading out to the Sparkling Success Series, that is from 11 to 1:30 today. So that's happening today. And then Melissa Miller, of course, will be broadcasting live again tomorrow from the Clinton Central FFA Supporters Breakfast. She'll be there bright and early. I think she gets there at 7 or a little before or whatever, but she'll be out
before
and about early. I wonder if she brought us back any breakfast today.
By the way,
thank you to CNR Catering. They brought us some lunch yesterday. I told Sam, don't judge, I had a rough night, but I started out this morning with a piece of the apple spice cake with cream cheese icing, which was amazing, I have to tell you. So thank you, CNR Catering. The cake was awesome. So, all right. Thank you very much for listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Join us back here tomorrow, same time, 8:30, right here.